Nearly one in five Fairbanks North Star Borough residents will be 60 or older in the coming year, and the number of those age 80 and above will more than triple over the next 15 years.
Come 2035, we are going to have over 5,000 80 and older in the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
Darlene Suplay is executive director of the Fairbanks Senior Center.
So how do we as a community start prepping for that? We're already a little bit behind the eight ball.
It's a dilemma that most Alaskan communities are grappling with because the state has the fastest growing senior population in the country. Suplay says preparing for what she calls a tsunami of aging residents requires a strategy that officials with the Senior Center and other organizations locally and statewide have already begun working on.
We have a silver tsunami, which is happening in the state, which also is happening here in the interior.
Suplay says devising a strategy to deal with the borough's growing elderly population requires data that projects its growth and its needs, especially for housing and health care. That data was last compiled in 1998, but it's now been revised and can be found in the Senior Needs Assessment, a study commissioned by the Senior Center and released in September.
You have to start with some solid numbers in order to be able to communicate to individuals where we're going.
Suplay says the assessment's data shows, among other things, the need for educating people to work in the many healthcare jobs that'll be needed to care for the elderly. She says it'll also inform private sector entrepreneurs interested in building senior housing and care facilities. And it identifies where seniors live around the borough.
It gives us the basis to see where the population is, where are the needs, where.
According to the assessment, there are 18,000 people age 60 and above in the borough. Just over 5,000 live in Fairbanks, and some 4,600 live in outlying areas that include Chena Ridge, College, Esther, and the Goldstream Valley. There are just over 3,000 in North Pole and about 4,000 in Salcha and elsewhere around the borough. The scattered clusters make it tough for volunteers to get out to those far-flung communities, especially during winter.
They live within the city. It's difficult for them to travel to the Goldstream Valley area or out to Esther.
Laurie Lizotte manages the Senior Center's Senior Companion Program.
So I would like to recruit volunteers for the program who live on the outskirts of town.
Lizotte said she'd like to establish a series of satellite senior center operations in those communities where area volunteers would provide many of the same services as the Fairbanks office. She says they'd be modeled after a satellite center in Delta Junction and a smaller startup operation in Tok, both of which the Fairbanks Senior Center helped set up.
We recruited our first lead volunteer in Tok. So the Senior Companion Program is in Tok as well.
Suplay says she and Lizotte will hold several meetings in those outlying borough communities to pitch the idea and get their feedback on what seniors in those areas need. The first meeting will be tonight in the Goldstream Valley.
This is going to be the first of many conversations.
Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at the Ken Kunkel Community Center off Goldstream Road. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.